Is somebody going to come with an offer to get Bryce Young off the roster before the trade deadline? We don't really see it like Major League Baseball, but you know, we've seen some moves in the NFL the last couple of years. And would it be, and maybe the Dolphins get some strange news on Tua? I know you brought that up last week. Curious to see. The Dolphins, by the way, couldn't get any worse. I don't know if this isn't a game ball, but Skylar Thompson gets hit in the ribs. So they're down to a guy, I think it was Boyle that came in, just literally signed a contract with them, didn't know the playbook. So that was the easiest money I made this week, was the Seattle game.
Hey, man, let's give out a game ball to Geno. You talk about it, Seattle. Geno Smith guys, the DK Metcalf, they deserve a game ball.
Game balls.
Geno out of the shotgun. McIntosh in the game, and now he swings out to the left side. Geno steps up in the pocket, looks, holds, throws deep, got DK open, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, runs away from Miami, touchdown, Seahawks.
He's pretty fast, by the way, that DK Metcalf. Oh, yeah. I mean, he just runs away from people. But listen, Seattle, I said this, they've taken on the attitude of their head coach. Coach McDonald there, and I think, Mike, they're going to be a problem. That division is interesting. If the 49ers keep clowning around, Seattle's going to be in the mix. I'm telling you, the Rams are going to get healthy. They already beat the 49ers. That could be very interesting to see how that shakes out.
When you think about the Rams doing it without the, you know, the big-time studs, without Cooper Kupp, without Puka Nacua, you know, just getting it, just doing the work. And the 49ers, yeah, I mean, I think you feel Shanahan will figure it out at 1-2, but you're right. But the McCaffrey thing is still hanging over their heads.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's the biggest
one. He stirs the drink.
Mike, let's give out no balls to Coach Roth for not kicking the field goal. This isn't 2020. This is me screaming, take the points!
Take the points.
Take the point. We got the ball back. We still had plenty of time to even go down and get a game-winning field goal, potentially. I did not like the decision. This is not, again, hindsight's 2020. In the moment, we are fighting for our lives. We have the best field goal kicker in the game. Kick the field goal, and let's take our chance. No balls.
No balls.
And, Mike, we can't get fourth and inches. We can't get fourth and inches. I didn't like the play call, but, Mike, we got to get those plays. No balls to the O-line and everybody involved in that play.
No balls.
Finding out that Cousins, again, maybe he wasn't feeling it with Neusil under center after we lost Drew Dahlman. McGarry comes out for Norton. There was a couple of plays where the Chiefs literally, I mean, you said it. Spagnuolo just kind of released the hounds and really got after it. We didn't have any sacks, by the way. They had two sacks on Kirk Cousins. You know, if I had told you when we were doing the show yesterday at Signy, and boy, what a scene that was. Good times. If you hadn't been up there, surprised how many Falcon fans. It wasn't just Chiefs fans. We had a lot of our listeners had a blast up there at the Nest on 4. You guys hadn't been there yet. It's pretty breathtaking, the view of the stadium and everything else. But if I had told you yesterday that Kelce is going to be kept out of the end zone and is only going to have like 50 yards receiving, 30 yards receiving, and we're going to hold the Chiefs to 22 points, a bunch of field goals.
I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have believed
you. We're going to lose?
I wouldn't have believed you, Mike. If you said that, because we kept wondering yesterday.
Is Kelce going to wake it up?
Yeah, and here this we is go. One right. of our fears. We kept saying, do not let it happen against us. It didn't. And we still were unable to pull it out. Hey, let's give a Lamar Jackson a game ball. Guys, here's what's crazy. Do you guys know Lamar Jackson is 21-1 against NFC teams?
Nice.
21-1. Now, yesterday he made the play that they needed to make in the fourth quarter to basically run the clock out. But Baltimore's receivers, 146 yards after the catch, Mike. That's yak yesterday. Cowboys defense is terrible. Give a game ball to Lamar.
Game balls.
Let's also give a game ball to the Rams. We mentioned this, and I want you to hear Sean McVay after the win. But Kyren Williams, 4-yard run, it ties it up at 24. Rams go on to win in overtime. Game ball.
Game balls.
Check at the line by Stafford. Tutuetlo goes in motion. Return motion stays right. Pump draw. Handoff. Kyren Williams. Touchdown. Rams. Opened up wide. Will they go for two or will they go for one?
This was a game, we said it was like a home field for the San Francisco 49ers. They took over SoFi Stadium. Honorary game ball. Look, Justin Fields is doing what they're asking of him in that offense with our old buddy Art. A touchdown, a pick, 245. Also, you know, not really running. He basically did it in the pocket. It wasn't like he only had 6 yards running. But the Steelers, when you got a defense like that, you don't have to get crazy. It really is. You know, Tomlin kind of being conservative, but they're 3-0 in Pittsburgh, and Russell Wilson hasn't seen the field.
Mike, is he going to?
I think there's no reason to change horses midstream now, right?
No. And my whole thing with this was I always thought that if you wanted to go this way, I felt like Justin was going to be the guy. I know people say he wasn't, but if you were going to start Russell Wilson, I always felt it was easier to go away from him and do this than it would have been to start Justin, have him struggle, go to Russ, then come back. Either way, they're 3-0. He's not going anywhere. Let's hear Mike Tomlin and give the Steelers a game ball.
Game balls.
He's doing an awesome job doing what we're asking him to do, playing and playing to win, and so that's appreciated.
I guess that's it. Huh? Is that easy? Is that Tomlin?
I mean, it's funny, you know, that's basically vintage Tomlin.
It is.
I'm not going to give you more than you need.
He's doing an awesome job doing what we're asking him to do, playing and playing to win, and so that's appreciated.
It's appreciated.
How the hell did Denver beat Tampa Bay?
Baker was not good.
One pick, seven times they got after him.
Mm-hmm. He was not good.
But, I mean, this is why when we talk about this division, the Saints, obviously, you know, they were the most prolific offense the first 2 weeks, and then Philadelphia, the same Philly team we beat, shuts them down, save for that one last throw from Carr. Man, can we get that heat on Carr? Because, you know,
he'll throw it to you.
He will gack it up.
He'll throw it to you.
In his face. That's Carr's M.O. He'll throw it all over the place, turn it over.
Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold, by the way, has no structural damage to his knee. He only missed a play yesterday, but they were concerned against the Packers. He'll keep rolling. He's starting for J.J. McCarthy, who was supposed to be the guy they drafted. So Mike mentioned it. One-year deal. Sam Darnold, if he takes the Vikings to the playoffs, Mike, he'll be somewhere else next year making a lot of money.
Needless to say, no balls for the refs, not having the balls to make the call. But as we said, you know, there's moments in the game. That was huge. Justin Simmons saying that play isn't why we lost. But it did hurt. It certainly was a big moment.